Ramble.
Hello, all. Welcome back to season three, the best season yet of Pretty Basic. Roll the audio.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, all. Welcome back to Pretty Basic. I am your host, Remy Cruz.
And I am Alicia Marie.
Welcome.
I'm in a great mood today.
I am too.
It's the coffee.
I didn't have coffee.
I had the Nespresso.
I think it's just hanging out with you.
I missed you. You would think we're drunk right now. We're like,
it
oh
was
my
like
God,
3 days.
You.
Have we ever done a drunk app? Oh, we did, but we didn't. The audio didn't work.
We attempted, but.
We should do one.
I think, you know, everything happens for a reason. That episode was not meant for people to hear.
That was like, I felt attacked, yet seen the entire episode.
I think also we need to make sure we have help from someone who also is not drunk recording for us, just to make sure we record. We'll have to get TK in with, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We need producer. Like we need some sober assistance.
Sober assistance, please. Point being, we do need to do that.
We do. Also, have a question for you.
Oh my God, I'm ready.
How has your no phone in the morning and no phone before bed been going,
Remy? Romy.
Yes. Let me know.
That night.
Did you do it? You forgot.
I forgot. And then the next morning I woke up and I like grabbed my phone and looked and then I put it down. I was like, damn it. I was like, twice already. So needless to say, complete fail.
Oh.
I have been, there were a few times, there was a few nights where I did notice myself try really hard not to go on my phone. And I actually felt like I slept better those nights.
Good.
Could be in my head because I'm the number one placebo, like,
queen.
You could give me a pill and, like, I would think I'm going crazy. But in reality, it's just a sugar pill. Like, I am so gullible. Like, I fully, it's just.
I would love to see a case study. Like, put you in a case study.
I, like, fully know. You could give me a drink and tell me there's alcohol. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm drunk.
I just watched an episode of Bob's Burgers where they did that. And the kids stole the mom Linda's margarita mix.
Oh, my God.
Which is, like, non-alcoholic. Just the mix. It's just the mix. And they're like, woo. And they're, like, jumping around.
I'd be like, I feel it. I think I feel it. Oh, my God. I think I feel it.
You feel it, Mr. Krabs? Well, I personally, I did a great job, but unintentionally. I just happened to set some sort of like workout goal every morning for the past like week or so. So that I needed to sleep so much that I'd wake up to the point where I didn't have time to look at my phone.
Ooh.
So then I would just work out. And then after I'd check in, I was like, oh, I guess I did it in the morning. But honestly, I should have woken up earlier. So, like, I felt, like, rushed as it
no,
is.
No, I think smarter, not harder.
You think?
Yeah, you won. Yeah. You won the game.
And then every night, I keep watching TV and falling asleep watching TV. So, I don't have the energy to look at my phone. So, I kind of did it, but not intentionally.
I feel that. I feel like normally I'm so on my shit, you know? New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, check, 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 you know? Can't even do a challenge for one day right now.
You know what? I think that
it's okay. It's okay. I'm fine.
It's fine. I think that we can attack it again next week. Try it again.
Yes.
I think that
fresh
like,
start.
Again, as I said, I did it unintentionally, but and it was fine. But I know if I do it intentionally, it'll feel so much better.
No, she was like, I already know Alicia's gonna fail this, so I'm gonna kill it.
My
so
gut
I'm better than her.
My gut. No. We're in a bitchy mood today. Anyways, tomorrow is my birthday.
No, it's not.
Well, it's not really, but
when this comes out. No, when, isn't it another day?
Wait, when is this coming out? Oh my God, did my birthday already happen?
Please keep all this in.
This comes out. Oh my God, it's not even close to my birthday when this comes out. This comes out on the 3rd and my birthday's on the 7th.
Oh.
Well, this episode is coming out on February 3rd, but let's say, you know, you wait until Sunday to listen to the episode, and if so, it's my birthday.
It's her birthday, and she'll cry if she wants to, cry if she wants to, hey, cry if she wants.
We look at the analytics, and everyone just drops right at that second.
Did you cry on Rimchella birthday?
Probably. No, I just blacked out and ended up in WeHo. literally in the splits, and I got escorted off the stage. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. In front of the pride flag.
I don't remember that. An ally among us. Anyways, I thought for this episode, it'd be really fun. And we've never done this before. This is actually like a YouTube trend, but I don't think I've ever made the video.
I intended to make this video, and then I didn't.
It's a good video.
Do you like how that was my story?
I didn't.
And then I didn't.
It is a really good video idea, but I like it actually more as a podcast format because we can really dive in. And I think we should start making this like a regular theme.
Oh my God, yeah.
Amongst PB. We should have started it years ago. But basically every year on your birthday or so, you upload a video that is titled like blank things I learned in blank years. So I'm 25 currently. I'm turning 26 this year. So today it's going to be 25 things I learned in 25 years. And, you know, some are like more lighthearted. Some are like kind of serious. Obviously, most of my birthday, my 25th year has been in quarantine and it's definitely been different, but I learned a lot.
Yeah,
I think even more than if I were to just be out like living life and being distracted all the time. Like I had to sit with my problems this year.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Well, this isn't funny. I just remember my 25th year was a roller coaster of emotions, as you guys know from Pretty Basic season one. Now, love that it's all documented. Yes, you know. Now, I remember when you were approaching the age of 25. You know, you were a mere 24.
A mere.
I remember thinking, oh my gosh, it's your 25th year. It's going to be crazy. Like, you're, you know, whatever. And, you know, collectively, we had figured out, you know what? I think you'd already like gone through so much at 23, 24, that maybe 25 wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah. And then COVID.
And then now looking back, I'm like, is everyone's 25th year like crazy?
I think it's just a pivotal year for everyone, whether you're going through a lot with, you know, family, friends.
Quarter life crises where you don't know who you are and everything just crumbles.
Yes, exactly. Like life, obviously being in a pandemic has hit like, it just is a different level for me of craziness.
Yeah.
But I've been so lucky, obviously, that like I've been able to stay safe. My family and friends have been able to stay safe. I'm so, 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 so grateful. So, you know, I learned a lot about myself and it was crazy in that realm. But I'm obviously very aware that it could have been so much worse. So every day I thank my lucky stars that it was as calm as it has been. Mm-hmm. But it definitely, it just made me learn a lot because I was with myself a lot. And you almost like, during my 23rd and 24th year, I was going through a lot, but I was able to really run away from my problems.
Oh, we literally flew to New Zealand.
We literally, yes, yes. We would physically leave but the country.
We would.
To just not have to deal with it and have that little break, which I learned was really unhealthy. So this year, whenever I dealt with anything, it was really nice to, in a catch-22 kind of way, it was nice to be home and not be able to physically fleet and just deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone can relate to that where being home for so long, you are faced with problems that normally you would brush off, or you're so busy in your day-to-day commute and life and work that you don't notice it as much. So I can totally see that. But I'm excited to hear what you learned because I am curious if it's things I've also learned this year or if it was things I've learned in the past or like how that works. So hit us with number one.
All right. Number one. This is something that I learned with having my first roommate in a very long time.
Ooh.
And also just being in a relationship and living with my significant other, which I've never done in my entire life. And that is that communication is key. This really, like, obviously, again, in a relationship and in friendships and everything like that, family members, it's obviously very important. But living literally in the same house where I'm not able to leave with my significant other meant communication is key.
Yeah.
Like any problem, if we ever had like a little tiff or like even a big fight, something like that, you stay in the house. You know, you're like in different rooms and not even everyone is lucky enough to have different rooms to be able to go to.
Yeah.
So we really had to learn how to work things out this year.
Well, especially because if you do live with a significant other, if you have a fight, you can't just not see each other for 2 days because you're at each other. You know, you're busy.
Oh, and yeah. You like still sleep in the same bed.
Yeah. You're getting ready for bed, brushing your teeth, like.
Not looking. But I think it really, it made me grow exponentially faster and really test my communication skills because I was not good at communicating previously. I still have a lot more to learn. I think something important, and I've talked about this before, is I learned how I communicate versus how Cal communicates. Like for me, I've realized I am really bad at, I know in the moment if I'm upset, I know I'm upset. I can feel the emotion I'm feeling, but a lot of times I don't know why. And so I need to, I've learned the best way for me is I need to just go up in my room or go somewhere where he's not and sit with myself and be like, okay, why am I feeling this way? What has triggered me? Mm-hmm. How can I express to him how I feel? Yeah. And I've learned a lot, also a lot. It's more of like, instead of like attacking someone of like, when you did this, you did that. It's like, hey, I feel this way. When this happened, it made me feel this way, et cetera, et cetera. So I've learned how to just communicate in that sense better.
Instead of being, I'm triggered, you made me angry, I'm mad at you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm really upset with this because of that. Exactly. So I've learned that. I've also learned that, I thought about this recently, of how people who are not able to be vulnerable, like it's, I don't want to sound mean when I say it, but it's just, It's such a hard thing. I've learned it honestly a lot when I'm watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because he, The Bachelor right now, currently Matt James, you can tell he has a problem with vulnerability, which I've seen in a lot of like dating in before Cal.
And guys.
And yeah, literally in guys. And it, girls. It's just, it stumps someone so much to move forward with any sort of relationships when you can't be vulnerable.
Well, you just can't have, I've had some friends where when you only talk about like gossip or like, oh my God, you're never going to guess what happened. Like all the surfacey stuff. It's like, you really can't have deep friendships unless you are vulnerable with someone.
Yeah.
Unless you're sharing that kind of stuff. So I totally get that.
And I think even leading it back to the communication conversation in the beginning, I really had my guard up with Cal and I didn't want to be vulnerable. And I was like, I don't cry. I don't do these things.
Oh my God.
It was so annoying. But once I was able to really let my guard down and be vulnerable and express how I feel and really like learn how to communicate better, our relationship was able to take the next step.
I love that.
So it was really good and I learned that a lot. And again, we wouldn't be living together had it not been in a pandemic. So later on, but it just, again, like our relationship moved so much faster. So with us living together, it made me have to learn how to communicate better.
Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like I'm being rambly. Okay.
No, that's a deep one.
Ramble.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Number two, you don't need to be best friends with everyone.
Remy Cruz. This is something look. I'm all for making new friends. Always.
Yes.
But I'm way more guarded than you in this instance, where Remy could literally invite over the mailman to her birthday party. And I would be like, Remy, you don't know this person. Like, yeah, I've never heard you say bad about anyone ever. You're always like, oh, they're such a nice person. And I'm like,
everybody tells me that. Everybody says that exact line. They're like, who do you think is not nice?
I know.
Like, everyone's nice.
I mean, I love it because it's just great energy to be around. But I do agree. I think some boundaries are needed sometimes.
Yes.
And you get less hurt when, you know, you don't invite over strangers to
your birthday party.
Your birthday party.
Not that I got hurt, though. But no. I do understand that now. And I think in the past, I think it was more of a thing that I wanted to be liked by everyone.
Yeah, I get that.
And so that's what I would do. But I put the boundaries up this year. I actually met up with someone that I was like internet friends with, like on Instagram. And yeah. I met up with them and I was like, wow, like we're really vibing, like so much fun, so cool. And then in my head, I was like, oh my God, we should hang out like every week. And I stopped myself before I said anything. I was like, Remy, no, you are okay. Like you, of course, can like continue being friends with them, but like you don't need everyone to be your best friend, especially because then that spreads me really thin. Mm-hmm. And I've done that in the past where like, I feel like I never have time for myself because I'm always having to see, granted, of course, I haven't been able to see as many people this year,
yeah.
But it's been really good for me to set those boundaries.
And you know, it's funny when I was never triggered being like, oh, she said that there. You would come back like, oh, we're best friends. Oh, we're, and I'd be like, oh, cool.
Like I was never triggered. I just love everyone, but I've learned that definitely. And it's been really good. And I can still be good friends with people or just friends with people. They don't need to be my best friend. Okay, number three. It's okay to let people help you.
This is big for you.
This is big for me. I, in the past, had become so independent living alone and like...
You thrived off of being independent.
I can't believe how much I used to do by myself.
You would never just be like chilling at home watching TV.
Oh my God, no.
Ever.
I still find that like I have those tendencies of being... what is the word that I'm looking for where you're just... You need to do tons of things at once.
Multitasking,
yes. I multitask all the time. Like if I'm watching TV, I have to be doing laundry. I have to be doing this. I have to be doing that. So like I definitely have those tendencies still, but I've learned it's okay to ask people to help you because I used to really take pride in like doing everything by myself and being really independent. And now I've learned that it is not necessarily like a weakness to ask for help.
I think another huge part of that is it doesn't mean you're weak if you need help.
Yes.
Like it doesn't mean that you can't do it by yourself if someone helps you out.
Yes.
You know?
This is such a tangent, but I used to remember when I used to think someone in my life used to view saying sorry as a weakness. Mm. And I think it's kind of that same level. It's like, no, not saying sorry, I think is more of like a strength if you're able to admit that you were wrong. Yes,
but there's times we need to say, excuse me, instead of sorry. Yes. And there's, I see too much and I hate it.
I get that too. If I bump into someone at the store, I'm like, sorry. When like, I don't need to.
The other day, I'm not kidding.
This tangent we're going on right now.
I know. The other day, literally, Ashley like accidentally like slammed on her brakes or something, and I said sorry to the person in the car in the back seat. I was like, sorry. And they're like, why did you say sorry?
I think it's the same energy though. It's like asking for help is not, it doesn't make you weaker.
Yeah,
it like it's nice and it that you can ask people for help.
I think it's stronger. Yes. To have to say, hey, I could use help right now with XYZ project I'm working on. Hey, I need some emotional support right now. Like to be able to say that you need, that's huge.
It is a strength, definitely. Just like saying sorry. Okay, number four, diversify and pivot.
Ooh.
I think that, and I've learned this definitely within the past few years, but definitely last year when I was going through my confusion of where I wanted my channel to go, because I've been doing YouTube for like 7-8 years, and there are times when I really love the content for a very short like blip. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you're like in a lull where you kind of feel stuck. You feel uncreative. You don't know what you want to do. Last year was really the time I feel like when I was able to ask for help. And then also I was able to kind of diversify. And I feel like finally now as I'm sitting here, I know what I want to do. And I'm really excited with like all the things that I want to do. But I think it's also very important to remember to not have all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
I feel like also with the pandemic, I'm so inspired because I see so many people starting their own businesses. Mm-hmm. Throughout this.
So many people.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool to see even with COVID, it's been really cool to see how everyone has like pivoted or adapted to.
Yeah.
Even seeing like schools being on Zoom. I have so many friends that are teachers that have had to adapt and just completely change lesson plans and change things like that. Like it's really inspiring to see how everyone is just changing to mm-hmm. fit. So for me, I've been trying my best also to change with everything going on.
I think that's a huge point to make for everyone. A lot of us set these limits for ourselves thinking that we can't do something, but when it really comes down to it, like a pandemic or other situations, you realize how much you can actually do. It's that whole like your brain quits before your body does. You know how people say that with fitness?
Yeah.
It is true. It's like you start second guessing yourselves or whatever, but like when the time comes, you can actually like do so much more than you intend.
Completely. That actually has to go into another note I have later on. So we'll go to the next one.
Oh, awesome.
This one, and I've talked about this before, is that you can't change people's perception of you. And I've talked about how last year it really, really dawned on me that people have a set perception of me based on, and like nothing wrong with it. It's just matter of fact. Watching my vlogs, watching it's my human videos. Nature.
I do that with like TV or like celebrities. Or
characters. Exactly. Yeah. You think one thing and it's really hard to change people's perception of you.
You can never introduce yourself again to someone.
Yes.
So once they have that initial thought of you, it's so scary feeling like you can't change that.
I think, and I thought about that while I wrote this down. I was like, okay, first, obviously, like first introductions are everything. But then I thought about how like there's a lot of people that I've met who like maybe the first interaction wasn't the best. And then I see them again. And then it's like, oh, maybe they're just like they're really nice that day. And I was like, oh, maybe the first day they're just having a bad day. So I think in that way, it can change, but it's hard to change people's perception. But for me, what made me realize this was certain videos that were put up on YouTube where I would read comments and I was like in a group setting and like I know how I was feeling in that moment. I know how I was feeling, but then seeing all these people start all these like, oh, did you see Remy looking like this, and like, oh, like they don't like Remy and Remy was mad here, and I'm just like, wow, like people just like think
spectator view,
exactly, like a narrative, and like that's totally fine again. But I just realized after that, I was like, wow, like I really 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 just need to do whatever I want to do then, and like people can think what they want. And I know also comments used to really affect me a couple years ago. And I feel like finally last year is when
I noticed a huge difference
in
you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Really?
In you.
I like, I you think would it's a self-confidence thing.
I think so too. I think it's when you're not, I don't know. I think when you're not living off of people, when you're just confident in who you are, you don't get triggered. Like the fact that we laugh at so much hate comments now, or before we would be triggered, we're laughing because we know it's not true and it's funny, versus being so upset about it because deep down that is an insecurity or something. And obviously that's normal and we have good days and bad days, but no, I've noticed a huge, huge difference in you, because you used to always text like Ollie and I a comment being like, I want to reply, like what do I say? And then we would like talk you down or just be like, no, don't give them the energy or anything like that. And now, I mean,
no comments.
And because you don't care.
I really don't. Even thinking specifically about that, the one that made me really switch my like brain with the perception thing is the Asian Girl Squad truth or drink.
Yeah,
because it was like so stupid. It was just like, oh my god, Remy's like not engaged, or like really like in the conversation and like actually not engaged to Cal.
But I was literally just, like, and
I was, but like I'm so confident in our friendship as a group that like when I read the comments I was like, oh my god, that's funny. But if I had been insecure in my friendship with them, then I'd be like, oh my god, did they think that, like were they really, are they right? So it's, and I think people just don't fully know everything, and like they don't, because they never will.
And we talked about this too, this goes for everyone whether you're a full-time influencer or not. Whenever you're watching stuff online or on social media of someone else, they seem like a character. They seem like a TV character. Like they, it just feels different. So those people commenting on that truth or drink video, they're not commenting as people who know you. They're commenting as, oh my god, did you see Remy blink at this time? I feel like there, it's just like, it's the same way that we love getting invested in the shows that we watch. You know,
that's so true.
T.
All right, next one.
Number six.
Invest when you can. Over the past few years, I've definitely invested in the stock market and learned about it. But more recently, I've become much more interested in it, especially with everything going on right now.
She invested in GameStop.
She invested in GameStop. She invested in Dogecoin. Please blow that one up. But it's just interesting, I think, to learn about that. And what I like about investing is that you don't need to have a ton of money to do it. I think it's really cool that you can have just like a little bit, buy like a very small amount of a share. You know what I mean? You could buy like 1,000 shares, you could buy 1,000,000 shares, you could buy like a small amount of a share. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you can afford, I think it's just interesting to learn about. And I feel like it was something I used to really...
I still feel like I don't know much.
There's so much I don't know. Yeah. Definitely things I need to learn about, but I just like that.
What I love, though, is I feel like that's something you used to never have any interest in. And getting older now, you're like, wait, even though I know nothing about this, I'm going to dive in and learn about it because it could benefit me. And that can go with anything. But I love how that's like an adult move to be like, hey, I want to think about my future and my retirement and my kids.
She's grown.
No, I'm her not thinking Vanguard about account. That. At, literally, I'm like, I'm not thinking about that at 21, you know? Like, yeah. So I do see how around 25 you start realizing, oh shit, like, let me get my life together. Let me think about my future kids one day or my godchildren or something, you know? I think that's, I'm just proud of you.
And I think like also investing in yourself could mean stocks. It could
time,
mean,
energy.
Exactly. It could be like buying a house, which I did buy my first house in 2020. And I know how incredibly lucky I am to be able to afford a house at 25.
Oh my God.
But that was like obviously a big investment in myself and my future and like my kids and everything like that one day.
It's thinking long term.
Exactly. And I think that's when I, this year or 25 is when I finally started being like, okay, you need to grow up, make more mature decisions with your money.
Yeah.
I think also, like, again, investing in yourself, investing in your health, investing mm-hmm. in literally, especially your body and things like that, because you need that.
Oh my God. I finally went to a dermatologist and I'm like, why did I not do this sooner? Why did I?
Was this your first time ever?
I've been to a dermatologist because I have a lot of moles all over me and it's so annoying. And like, obviously want to check those out for like cancerous reasons.
Yes.
But I've never gone just for my skin.
Oh.
And I'm like, why have I not done that sooner? Mm-hmm. Because I've spent, honestly, when you add it all up my entire life, it's probably close to like $10,000 on skincare products. Yeah. Like over, like one little bottle that's $100 adds up. So I'm just thinking, I wish that's something I had done sooner. Completely investing into myself that way.
Okay, guys, in case you did not know, February is my favorite month of the year, not only because the national holiday that is my birthday, but also we have Valentine's Day, which is my favorite because the pink and the glitter and the red and the presents and the hearts and the love, it is amazing. Also, I like to think of myself as a very good gift giver, so it's just the perfect time to give everyone that I love the perfect gift.
See, whether you're single or in a relationship, I tend to overthink gifts, and I'm feeling there's a lot of people that can relate to that. But we're actually really excited because for this Valentine's Day, you guys, we have you covered because we have put together the most ultimate gift giving list you could ever need from Macy's.
Yes. This year I have many gifts to give. I've got to give you something for Valentine's Day. I got to give something to my mom, something for Cal. And I was just browsing Macy's and I found something perfect for all of you guys. I found the cutest like Free People jackets for you. I found like the most amazing bedding for my mom. Oh, I hope they don't listen to this. Are you listening right now?
I was like, wait, for me?
Oops. And then for Cal, I found something really, really cool in the tech section, which they had so many amazing things to choose from. And then I just threw everything on that list for you guys. So, you know, maybe if Cal is listening and he doesn't know what he's going to get me for Valentine's Day this year, then he can see there. You know, girls, if you're listening and your boyfriends don't know what, just send them our list.
Yeah. If they don't know what to get you and you're just like, oh, come on, just send them Macy's.com/basic and there will be literally so many options for you guys. I actually put on there, there's this really cute neon sign that says love, and it is so freaking cute if you very want like trendy room decor. Well, I feel like that's also fun for like Galentine's. Obviously, I don't have a boyfriend, so there's just a whole bunch of stuff there that's perfect for your mom, siblings, boyfriend, brother, like brother on Valentine's Day. I don't know. Point being, there's so many things you could ever need.
Also, they have, while I was just shopping for everyone else, of course, I got to shop for myself, and they have so many things that I want. They have the best kitchen appliances. I always get my kitchen appliances from Macy's, like ever since I was obsessed with cooking as a kid. Every year I always get something new from there.
They're honestly one of my favorite department stores because they have the tech section, they have the fashion section, the their home. Shoes are great, the home section. When I was younger, I remember my mom always wanting to shop there and I was like, I don't want to shop there. But now that I have a house myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want bedding, I want towels, I want everything.
When you go to the home section and you lay in the beds and then the workers like yell at you, yes, to get out of the staged bed.
Oh my God. So point being, they literally have everything. One of my favorite department stores of all time, just because they have so many options for every single person. And honestly, my favorite part is that there's so many different price points. So no matter what your budget is, this Valentine's Day, Galentine's season, month, whatever, there's definitely something you can find for gifts. So we got you covered, guys. Macy's.com/basic. both of our favorite picks, and you'll definitely find something.
Make sure you guys go to and check out our complete shopping guide and more at macys.com/basic. You can find the most perfect Valentine's Day gift or shop around for anything else you could possibly want. Okay, number 7, reach out when you think of someone. I feel like I've always been pretty good at this, but especially last year is when I would just be sitting at home, I'd be like, oh, I miss this person. I hope they're doing well. I'm just going to shoot them a text. And I feel like you don't realize how much that makes someone's day. There are like multiple people from like college and high school that I'll just message and be like, hey, like thinking of you, hope that you're doing well. Like I see on Instagram, you're killing it. Like keep it up. Like just like a little word of encouragement, I feel like goes such a long way. And you don't realize it. So really last year is when I was able to like hone in on that, and it makes you happy, it makes someone else happy, and I feel like that's what we need to spread. So
you actually taught me that,
just to think of, text someone you think of them.
I think of people a lot, but I don't take action. And I've had multiple friends tell me over the years like, hey, I wish you would reach out more. And it's funny because I'm like, I feel like I have the thought to, but I don't actually do it. Mm-hmm. So it helps me realize, hey, even if it's just like there's times where I'll see you're texting and I'm like, oh, we haven't talked in a while. So I'll be like, hey, bitch, love you. Like yeah. That, I love when I get those texts. And I think that's something that you've definitely taught me.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, number 8. Oh, this is a big one. It's okay to fall out of love with something.
Whoa, that's deep.
I think during quarantine, I was like so hyped. I was like, I'm gonna cook every meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah. Cooking so much. I was having so much fun. And then I burnt myself out because I was just doing it so much. And then the dishes were piling up and something. And I know this sounds so minuscule and like whatever, but cooking is something that I take so much pride in. And it's like truly, I think, my art form.
Oh.
So.
Yes.
So it was really hard for me when I didn't want to do it anymore and I lacked any motivation. And this goes again, like for fitness,
yeah,
for anything. Work, for literally anything that you like to do.
I even relate to the cooking, and that's not even my passion.
Yeah, it was just like, it was a lot, you know, especially because we're just home so much now. So for me, it definitely was like, fuck, like am I, like I love cooking, like I loved it so much. I built a brand on this. Like yeah. What am I going to do if I don't want to do it anymore?
You're so good at it.
But thank you so much. It was nice to like take a little break, and I feel like that reinvigorated my love. Like recently I saw my hair girl, mm-hmm. and even she was like, during the pandemic, she was like, I thought maybe I didn't even want to do hair anymore
because it's been so hard. So many people, I think, especially in the arts world, whether it's cooking or hair or freelance or anything like that, I think it's been an interesting year. I think a lot of people's career paths have turned 180, yeah. Completely changed, you know, things that you always thought you wanted to do. We've had so many friends move out of LA because they're like, I don't want to be here anymore. And I never thought I would leave. Mm-hmm. And I think it just goes to show again that it's okay to change.
I think it's totally fine.
Or fall out of love with what you thought your goal was, you know.
Or your career path, whatever that might be. But I think also, like, if it comes back to you, then amazing. And right now I'm like, I'm loving cooking again.
Yeah.
Loving, loving, loving. But had it never come back to me, that's totally fine too. Mm-hmm. I think like also a big thing is just be gentle with yourself, matter what the time is. So that was something that was hard. And I was really hard on myself. Also same with fitness. I'm definitely not where I used to be with my fitness and my goals and everything.
Girl,
like that.
Same. I think everyone relates to that.
So when I think of that, I'm like, it's okay. Like everyone's there. We will get back to it. We can get back to it. And that's totally fine. Number 9. Quality over quantity.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. This goes for, I think, friendships.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn, I was okay.
She's ready to go. I think, you know how that phrase is like, I'd rather have a quarter than 25 pennies?
Yes.
And like, that's how I feel. I think in everything in my life. I think, again, friendships. I think even like clothing. Mm-hmm. Like I love, love, love clothes. And I feel like I used to shop so much clothing.
Oh, I think people still think I shop this way. I don't know if you get this too. I think people have always just put me, speaking of people having a perception of you in a category and stuff.
I'm gonna say our incessant hauls.
Yeah,
and like so many clothes.
I think a lot of people still think I shop the way I used to, where I would like only wear something once and then sell it, or like, I don't know, just not in the It was quantity over quality, for sure.
I think
sure.
of like when I used to go shopping for a haul. Oh. Like I would go to the mall because I'm like, I want to make a haul video. And you're
and
like.
And then I'd go to Forever 21 and spend so much
as
money.
As much as you can get.
And then I would like think it's cute and then I would never wear it. And I just, I mean, honestly, my viewers have really helped me take a look at that. And even though I feel like I've come so far in that, because I would much rather spend $100 on a pair of leggings that I know I'm going to love versus just getting like $10 ones that are going to rip after one yeah. use. And I think that what point being, I fully agree with that. I think that's something I've also even learned more recently, even with quarantine during the tie-dye phase, I was like, I'm going to buy everything that's white. And I just bought a whole bunch of like cheap white clothes to tie-dye. And I ended up giving them all away because I didn't actually like the clothes. And granted, it was to do it more for a fun project, but I wish I had saved all of that money and just bought one nice white sweatshirt to tie-dye versus like all of these cheaper things. I think one of my tips for that has been finding stores that kind of carry a lot of options. Obviously, you know, if you do have a lower price point, you can still get good quality stuff. I think a lot of people think, okay, quality over quantity, that means I have to buy this designer t-shirt. And it's like, no, like, yeah. no. You can still get something that's good quality that'll last a long time that's still like on the cheaper side.
Number 10. I wasn't sure quite how to phrase this, but this goes again with what we just said. I just want less stuff. Mm-hmm. I want whatever I have, I want it to be useful. And the thing is, we've talked about this, how it's hard with our channels because our videos are so consumer based. Oh, go ahead.
No, this is like what you've learned. I'm like, oh my God.
No, I appreciate it.
I feel this. And I think a huge thing of that is I've been able to be more real with myself of, am I working or am I just scrolling on my phone?
Oh.
I think a lot of influencers are like, it's work. I have to review this. And I'm like, do I have to review this? Am I being paid to review this? Is this beneficial for me to invest in this item or product for my brand?
Wow.
Or am I just wanting to shop, you know? And I think I have gotten a lot better at knowing, oh, I'm just shopping versus, oh my God, use the business card because I like, but I have to.
Yeah. And I can like put this in a haul.
Yes.
I totally get that. We've talked about this on the vlogs, how like, especially in Vlogmas, just to keep content going, it's like, haul, haul, haul. Which I don't want to do as much anymore. And again, a part of our business.
But I love how you did the small business haul. And yes, technically, was that you spending a lot of money on stuff that you may not need? Yes, but are you benefiting other companies? And
yes.
Is that part of what you're doing? I think also in the influencer world, I think keeping a budget of like, hey, this is my budget for each video. Stay within those means. And if you have $500 to spend for one video and you're like, okay, I actually have this budget. I'm going to hire a photographer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy all of these cooking ingredients to make this whatever. Like, that's fine. But there is a line where it's like, okay, do I actually need this? Or is it just the content? Or like, hey, my last video, I had a lot of things. Maybe the next one should just be a Q&A. Like,
yes.
That type of balance.
Or how can I like reuse and repurpose things that I've already bought? Or also, what can I donate?
The amount of times that I would have my assistant or Ashley back in the day run to Target to get like tape or glitter or something because I simply couldn't find my other one. That's wasteful.
Yeah.
Like that's when it's like, bitch, get your shit together, get an organization system.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I agree.
I think a big thing for me is like finding places to donate. Like I have so much food that is gifted to me constantly. And like, it's just us two, Cal and I living here. So like finding a local food bank that I can deliver to or donating like
even
clothes that we are
family,
gifted.
Yeah.
Exactly. People that are not as lucky
the
to receive.
The amount of cakes I randomly get in a year, especially where I'm like, I don't need 6 cakes.
Yeah.
Like,
I get on my birthday.
I appreciate when people send them because they're thinking of me, but I'm like, I can't eat all
exactly.
this.
Exactly. All right, moving forward, number 11, people don't fully know our lives. And again, this kind of ties into what we talked about earlier, but this goes for a lot of social media people and influencers, you only see such a small snippet.
Yeah.
And it's like a highlight reel, just like your merch said. Plug it.
Social media. Fuck, I forget it. Nothing is as perfect as you see on social media.
Exactly. And that was a hard pill for me to swallow, I think.
It's hard. You know why it's hard? Because you hate seeing it, but then when you're on the other side, you still want to perceive that.
Yes.
Like, not you, everyone, me.
I mean, I think I know everything about Kylie Jenner's life when I know probably 0.02%.
Oh, I feel like I know everything about your life. And then I'll see you like post something and then I'm like, wait, what? Like, oh my God. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just interesting how we hate what we see, but we still do that to appear cool to people.
But I like that at least we're able to be aware of that, in the sense where if it's happening to us and people are making assumptions, it instead of getting upset, it's just like, oh, I do that too. It's normal.
I have to say, it's human nature. A lot of it does come with confidence, because I feel like that was something we struggled with a lot more in like 2018, of like, oh, I want to look this way. I want to like look perfect. Like, I want people to miss me or want me or whatever. And now we have no problem posting us like totally fetus being like, sup, or even just us like actually hanging out. And it's crazy how people actually are way more attracted to that. And we know that they, like, I'm more attracted to seeing people just being like, sup.
Just hanging out, just not hanging like a full shoot.
Not full glam. And then yet we're always like, oh my God, why did this photo not do well? I look so good. Like, my hair and makeup are like perfect.
It's so true.
So crazy.
Number 12, consistency is key. I definitely struggled again with just my health grind in 2020. And I think everybody has, but I had very little consistency. And I don't think that even means like necessarily like working out 5 times a week again, like eating super clean and things like that. I think it's just developing a routine that I feel comfortable with, that I know will help me become healthier as a human being, but also just make me feel better overall. So I think, and also like whether it's fitness or just like even in work, I have really struggled for a long time to find a schedule that works for me, that makes me function as best I possibly can. Like, I even try to kind of do your schedule for a while, and I did it for a bit, but I just realized like it wasn't for me.
You need a routine is something that I cherish very much so, but everyone's is so different.
Yeah.
Like, some people love sleeping in and love working out at night.
And so, that's totally fine.
And that's fine. And I think it's hard when you really do compare yourselves to other people being like, wow, they're more productive, they're doing more, blah, blah, blah.
They're up at 5 a.m. These people, like, they're 5 a.m. Yeah, routines.
But then
I'm like,
they go to bed at 8 p.m. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's it's just what works best for you completely.
Love it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Number 13, I am a micromanager.
Explain.
This is something that I did not know that I do, but I found out recently last year that I have so many things going on in my head that I'm constantly like spitting it out all the time. And so Cal recently was like, I love you so much, but like, I just feel like there's like an always like a to-do list, things to do. I'm like, oh no, I'm just speaking it out loud for me to take care of later and things that we can do together later and things like that. And I did not realize that that is like micromanaging in a way. So since then, I've really, like, I took that to heart. I've learned better on how to communicate with that. And I think I've been making strides thus far, but that was definitely something I learned last year.
I'm proud.
Thank you. Okay, next up, blood is thicker than water, which is a phrase that my mom has told me my entire life. And I was always like, yeah, I get it. But this year I've always been close to my family, but this year I've gotten extra close to my family, which I really appreciate so much. And I even saw my brother recently and he like pulled me aside and was like, I love how much we're hanging out now. Like, we're talking and like how close we're getting, because we haven't been this close since we were kids.
Yeah.
And not to necessarily say that like, you know, my friendships have suffered in any way, of course not, but it's just like, wow, like, family does mean so much.
I think a lot of it, I don't know if this is how you felt, but me, as I've gotten older, it's so cliche, but growing up, you just assume your family will always be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's easy to fight with them more or to be upset with them, blah, blah, blah. But
or
as you get
neglect,
that's the perfect word. But then you get older and realize holy shit, like, they're not going to be here forever, mm-hmm. you know? And I truly don't know how long they're going to be here. Yes, I would love to assume, you know, it'll be forever, but it's not going to be the case. So I think I've really started to also cherish the blood over water and, you know, instead of, I don't know, just cherish that more.
I think also something that goes with that, which is my next one, is that parents are just normal people. Mm-hmm. They are normal people who have their own issues, their own baggage. And I feel like for a long time, I didn't realize that. And I think that's something that you understand more as you get older,
yeah.
that they just have their own things they're going through as well. And you have to kind of like give them, you obviously respect them so much, you love them so much, but you also just have to have that like understanding that they're going through life just as much as you are.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I agree. <That's
him. laughs> Next up, sunscreen is necessary.
I forgot to put mine on today.
Oh, I didn't put any on either yet.
It's in my purse.
But it's okay. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to put some on. I did not know. Again, this is something my mom told me, but I never listened to her. You should be wearing sunscreen even if you're not going outside. Like, currently the UV rays are hitting my face as I'm looking at you right now, and I don't mm-hmm. have sunscreen on, and that is bad.
Yeah.
I did not know, but just take it from me. Wear your sunscreen every time, every day. Okay, next up. There's a way to be kind and not taken advantage of.
I love that.
I think for my whole life, I've always been like, the nice girl. That has led to me being taken advantage of.
1,000%.
In all realms. Mm-hmm. And so I have learned that you can be nice, but still put your foot down and stand up for yourself and stand up for other people. Mm-hmm. And it's not as hard as I thought it would be. I think, again, it just comes from confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
And security and who you are. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that just comes with age also, because if you asked me this like 3 years ago, I would not be saying the same thing.
Even me 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. So that's something that I feel like I'm still learning, is it doesn't mean you're a bitch if you say, hey, no, I don't believe that. Or like, hey, thank you, but I disagree.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean you're a bitch.
You can be polite about it mm-hmm. and not get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. This is something that I realized this year, because this is the first year, again, I've had a house. Having a house is a lot of work.
Oh, bitch.
I knew. And again, I am so grateful to be able to own a house. It is a lot of work. I didn't realize how much upkeep and maintenance and things go into it.
The first time, like, our toilet broke or something, and I was like, I can't call maintenance.
Can we call maintenance?
I was like, Dad, can you come help me?
That was such a luxury that I feel like I didn't realize when I was renting an apartment. But that was definitely something I learned. Like, the first week I moved in, the garage didn't close.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to work it. Yeah. I had to, like, call, like, 50 specialists. And they were like, oh, sweetie, no, like, we don't do that. I was like, Who do I call? Yeah. They're like, oh, we're like garage lock people. We don't fix garages.
And Who do I call?
So that was definitely something I learned. Another thing, this was a big thing for me. You don't need to party to have fun.
Also, you don't need
alcohol to have fun. That too. I think this year, obviously, I had to stay home, and it was a really good thing for me in the end, because I still love to party. I still love going out. I love having fun, but I don't need it to have fun. And I think I used to be very reliant on alcohol and clubs and parties and things to have a good time, when like I have just as much fun staying in, having a drink or mm-hmm. having no drinks and playing board games or playing Mario Party or whatever.
I love how much we've been playing games.
Me too.
It's been so fun.
I used to not have the attention span to do it, and now I love it. Okay. This is a big thing for me. This is that I need to use my voice, whether it's to talk about political issues or just something that I feel like an emotional tie to, something that I feel passionately about. I think for so long I was scared to talk about things.
And like looking stupid or just looking like you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I've learned now when I feel passionately and when I'm educated about something, I need to speak up. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to speak up, because we have a platform, and people, I think I forget often that people want to hear what we have to say.
I know.
Which is so weird to think about. I thought about that the other day. I was like, I can't believe people like want. Cal always makes fun of me when we first were dating. Like, literally, I think it was like our first date ever. I happened to vlog. But he didn't want to be shown. But I like got a clip, and it was just something stupid of like me making a taco or something. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. And I like stopped the clip, and I looked at Cal, and I was like, can you believe like a million people are going to watch that.
Yeah.
And I like laughed, and Cal always brings it up now. It's just like, we forget that people want to see our normal lives. People want to hear that. What we have to say. And so I don't know.
I'm invested. I'm like, what are you making, Rem?
I feel like it leaves me like dumbfounded all the time, but I've learned I have the luxury and the ability to speak my mind and to talk about things that I feel are important and people will listen. So I should.
Yeah.
I should. I'd be stupid not to. Okay. I'm not as good at chess as I thought I was.
Is that because did my mom beat you or something?
You beat me.
Oh.
You beat me. And I talked up to Alicia way before. I was like, I was on the chess team. No offense, but I'm like really good. And then you beat me. And I was like, oh.
And I was like, oh, I suck. That's funny.
That's what I learned. I need to practice. I feel like these are very redundant, but it's still something that I feel very passionately about, is that I need to be easy on myself after a break. I think whether that's the break from fitness, the break from YouTube, like we took a long break from YouTube after Vlogmas and everything. And it's been really hard for me to motivate myself to get back into working. I feel like finally this week I'm like back in it. But up until today, I've been really hard on myself and like kind of kicking myself with videos not performing as well and things like that. And I just need to remember that it's going to take time to gain momentum again. It's not going to just shoot off right off the bat. So I need to remember that.
I always notice that with my vlog channel. Like if I take for instance, I haven't posted in a month. It'll take a month to get back to that. It's just, this is how I've always noticed it. It always takes like a month for me.
Also like even like a friendship break, like maybe you take a break. Yeah. It's not going to go right even back to where it friends. Started.
Yes.
Coming back. If you like start up a friendship again, you're like really excited to get back to like, if like best friends, like right off the bat, that is a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Like let it take its time, needs to gain momentum. And I learned that. Okay. Oh, this is something. Don't get too comfortable with your schedule. This, and then the next one I wrote was constantly challenge yourself. I feel like the two kind of go hand in hand.
They do.
I recently realized that I was really comfortable with the schedule that I had gotten into. And it was almost like, I'm speaking in work terms, but I'd gotten so comfortable and lazy because I would do the work that I needed to
it
do.
It was a checklist.
To do the bare minimum. Exactly. To do the bare minimum. Like upload once a week. Upload on the vlog channel. Like that was kind of it for me. And I was like, cool. And then finally the other day I was like, I could be doing so much more. I have the potential to be doing so much more.
You have the team.
I have the team to do so much more. I have the means to do so much more. So why aren't I? So I realized I need to challenge myself. And every time I get into a rut where I feel too comfortable, I need to throw a wrench in it and try something new. And even if it doesn't work out,
also,
that's okay.
I think that's the time to try things that are new when you are killing it with like what you finally have going for yourself. And then you're like, let's say you upload like videos for a month and then you're like, hey, now's the time to try a random one. Let's see how it does, you know?
Yeah, completely. I feel like I've never thought about, when it dawned on me the other day, I was like, why have I never thought about this? And I don't know if it's like, this is a comfort level that I've never been able to reach in my career yet, or I don't know what it was, because I feel like I've always just been like catching up. I don't know. But I'm proud that I like realized it so quickly on that like, I want to challenge myself. Yeah. Last but not least, number 25, the 25th thing I learned in 25 years. This was something that I think a lot of people realize this year, is that everybody is going through something.
Mm.
You never know what people are going through. And I think that we need to lead our lives and our what we say and what we do with more compassion. I think that should be the word for the pandemic.
Oh my God.
It's just compassion. Like you really don't know. There are so many people I feel like that I know personally that are going through things that no one else knows. And that's what made me really realize that like, you really have no idea with anybody, whether it's an influencer you're watching or like a celebrity that you keep up with or your best friend. Like you really don't know.
Yeah.
So I think that if we just led life with a little bit more compassion, then the world would just be a better place. I tweeted the other day.
Can the world just be all rainbows and butterflies?
Literally, I was talking to Cal about like worldly political issues and I was like, why can't we all just like get along? And
you
I
are have literally
the mean girls energy.
The mean girls.
I wish I could bake a cake.
She doesn't even go here.
But I really do mean that. I think that if we all just led life with a little more compassion, I think the world would just be a better place.
No, so that's why you are a true gem who should be protected at all all times. Because there's not many of you in the world.
That is my 25 things I learned in 25 years. I can't wait to hear your 27 things you learned
Let's not bring attention to me aging, Miss Remy Cruz.
I'm sorry. We still have quite a few months until then.
Just a couple.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening to this. It was fun to like reflect.
It inspired me.
Yeah, like to really think about what I've learned. And I feel like there's obviously so many more things I just couldn't think of, but I feel so lucky and blessed again that within all this craziness, I was able to take away so much. And I hope that everyone is having a great first month of 2021, even though it's been crazy.
So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on, you know, our TikTok, Pretty Basic Official, both of our channels. I uploaded a video. It's kind of flopping. Please go watch it. It's how to grow your YouTube channel.
No. Go back to number 22. Be easy on yourself after a break.
See, I am. Okay, I am. Good. Yep. Okay. Okay, bye.